Welcome to Your Five for today. Liz Truss has rewarded her key allies and trusted friends with top jobs in a major reshuffle after succeeding Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. Kwasi Kwarteng is made Chancellor, James Cleverly becomes Foreign Secretary, and Suella Braverman replaces Priti Patel as Home Secretary. One of her closest friends, Teresa Coffey, is appointed as Health Secretary and Deputy Prime Minister. My very good friend, David Liscombe, used to be on the other side of the window as I record these messages for broadcasting. However, as a result of the COVID pandemic, and now with the aid of modern technology, home recording is where we are at. Never fear, David still ensures the quality of the recordings and checks every word. We do not always agree, but our friendship has lasted for over half a century. A genuine friendship is the binding and bonding together of two people. Friendship is always preceded by self-giving. The first friend in the Bible was God himself. The first gift of the first friend was another friend. It was God who determined from the beginning that it was not good for man to be alone. Friendship is based on the type of love which is a desire for and a delight in the well-being of the one loved, leading to an active and self-sacrificing effort on their behalf. God himself is the very essence of friendship. A friend is someone you can be yourself with. A friend is someone who knows your weaknesses and respects your strengths. It has been said the only way to have a friend is to be one. A friend is one who is a source of sunshine when you're under the weather, who believes in you when you cease to believe in yourself. A friend is a source of celebration when you feel there is nothing to celebrate. A friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. In the Bible, Solomon introduces us to a unique friend, one that will stick closer than a brother. Notice that when Solomon teaches us something about the highest measure of human friendship, he does not use a mother, a father, or a sister, but a brother. Brothers have a close relationship with each other. There have been many cases where brothers have died for one another, given organs to one another, taken the hit for one another, gone to jail for one another, have rescued one another during perilous situations. Aristotle said, "A true friend never gets in your way unless you are going down. A true friend reaches for your hand and touches your heart. A true friend is one who comes to your house and makes you feel at home." Friendship with Jesus is the path to real joy because it brings us the joy of salvation, the joy of a need supplier, the joy of eternal life, the joy of dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. A brother can cry with us. Jesus can wipe away all our tears. A brother can pray with us. Jesus can answer our prayer. A brother can share our storm. Jesus can calm our storms. A brother can die for us. Jesus rose for us. A brother can be our lawyer. Jesus can set us free. A brother can stand by us. Jesus can stand for us. Is Jesus your friend today? He wants to be your friend. That is why he showed his love for you by dying for you, so that you may be rewarded with the gift of eternal life and have the guarantee that he will never leave you or forsake you. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.